Art Week continues here on Northland Morning. All this week, we're having a schmooze with artists who will be exhibiting their work at the Park Point Art Fair, the 45th annual Park Point Art Fair, coming up this weekend. Natalia Walbridge is a first-timer at the Park Point Art Fair, and she lives near her inspiration, the Duluth Aerial Lift Bridge. She joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Natalia, good morning.
Good morning. It's another beautiful day here in Duluth.
Isn't it just? That's a wonderful thing. So let's pretend that you're doing an interview on the radio and folks can't actually see an example of your work. Can you describe it for them?
Sure. As you mentioned, I am inspired by the aerial lift bridge. So I've done photographs and sketches to pull out different designs from the bridge, and then I translate those into a screen print, similar to the way a graphic is printed on a t-shirt, except that I do my prints on canvas and denim, which then is made into tote bags and other functional accessories.
So how did you get from perhaps being a young artist drawing with crayons and finger paints to an artist who's making these really gorgeous and detailed and very fascinating looking prints?
Well, this is actually something I've been doing my whole career, in a way. My career has been as a fashion designer, and actually at the very beginning of my career, before I even went to fashion school, I was working for a leather handbag designer. So that's where I learned how to make my own patterns and do all the special sewing details. And in fact, I continued to do sewing work. That's how I put myself through fashion school. So I feel like all these years later, I'm back doing what I started and love.
Isn't it amazing the way things can kind of come around that way? So what's the deal with you and the bridge, Natalia?
Oh, it is just, you know, as much as I have looked at the bridge over and over, I continue to see something new always. I love the way the beams create new patterns as they overlap each other when you look at it from different angles. And most of all, I love the way that it's obviously engineered for function, but they included so many beautiful design details, like those cutouts on the arches, on the entranceways, and obviously it's built to stand built to last and stand the test of time. And that's what I'm trying to do with my bags as well.
So when people see your artwork for the first time, are there any other visual hints, perhaps, that this is the lift bridge, or do you ever exhibit in an environment where they just look at what's printed there and they get to kind of figure out what it is?
Well, my drawings are slightly abstracted, so there is an opportunity for people to discover along the way. And in fact, I've had a lot of good responses from people outside the Duluth area that just recognize not the lift bridge in particular, but the era and the some of the design aspects that went into the bridge. So, and one of the secret things to discover is I do make a set of three totes, small, medium, and large. And if you line them up vertically, the drawings piece together to complete a whole tower of the bridge. So I'm making a collectible set.
Oh, fun. So what do people say if they're looking at your work and they're just looking and they don't know what it is? They don't know what your inspiration was. And then either you mention to them or they get it. How do they react when they go, oh, the bridge?
You know, I think so many people recognize even just little details of the bridge, like the lightning towers, that I don't usually give it away. I kind of let them have that aha moment. And then it's another piece of the fun of enjoying the art.
So what is it like to work away in your own studio, in your own production facility, and make wonderful art all year, and then go out into art fairs and be dealing with folks and watching folks react to your work right there live. I would think that in some ways that would be terrifying.
Oh, I'm actually a little nervous, but mostly I'm so excited. I've had myself my bags up on a website and doing social media, but this really is the first time that the public is going to get to see the whole collection. And I've been working day and night, not just sewing, but also making sure I have a beautiful display for my booth, and some extra graphics to put in my booth to help tell the story and show my process. So this is really, I'm launching my whole story here at the Park Point Art Fair, and I can't wait for people to come and take a look.
Natalia, it sounds fantastic, and thank you so much for taking some time to schmooze with us this morning. Folks are going to love having the opportunity to seek you out at the art fair and find out more. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Natalia Walbridge joined us this morning. She makes custom-printed handbags with her own hand-drawn designs, embroidered with iconic images that you'll like, and then you'll go, it's the bridge. Art Week, all this week on Northland Morning.